In the book The Passover Plot by Hugh J. Schoenfield, the author agrees with some of this, especially Christ's love of his heavenly Father, but we disagree on his seeming neglect of his mother. We truly don't hear much about her, but we certainly don't hear anything about Joseph. I'm sure he got his information about life outside his home because he left so young. Jesus was obviously a great observer, and from the observance of others in family life or just the conclusions he came to by watching others through his journeys, he had a great insight into how people reacted to one another. I myself, not just through research, but in dealing with probably millions of people, in 53 years of being a psychic and doing lectures and 20 readings a day, have found that you can't help but start forming a true statistical analysis over time. Even in over half a century, I've seen that there are still the same concerns and problems and worries that have always been and will be until the end of time. At the age of 25 or 26 years old, Jesus left India and traveled to Egypt. While there, he studied the ancient Egyptian and Persian mysteries and more Gnostic teachings. After about a year, he then traveled to Qumran and lived and studied with the Essenes for a while. It was also at this time that he resumed his relationship with Mary Magdalene, whom he had kept in touch with by letters. While with the Essenes, he adopted a great deal of their philosophy, and although he didn't subscribe to the very conservative and ascetic facets, he did relate to members of the Essene sect, who were a bit more liberal, and they considered him one of them. The Essenes are thought to have been limited to the area of Qumran, but recent archaeological discoveries have also indicated that they had a complex on Mount Sion in Jerusalem and in several other areas. The Essenes were very private and didn't allow many outsiders into their communities. We will see later how Christ moved freely within these Essene communities, and that was because he was accepted as an Essene. Perhaps one of the greatest testaments that you could give to Christ was the fact that even though he knew his destiny, he never wavered from it. In the Passover plot, Schoenfield states, "Whatever Jesus learned, however, and in whatever way he obtained his knowledge, including elements of the healing art cultivated and practiced by the communities of the saints, a group attached to the Essenes, there was always before him the destiny for which he prepared. In the last resort, he alone, earnestly soliciting the help of the Heavenly Father, must penetrate to the inner recesses of the sacred writings and marshal in order the intimations of the divine oracles. The novel achievement of Jesus was to mark out clearly the path the Messiah would have to tread. Thus it was written." This really helps substantiate what Francine said over 30 years ago. Jesus was not only a gatherer of knowledge, but put it into reasonable terms and language understandable to an illiterate group of people. Instead of preaching Judaic law and theology like the priests in the temple, he would talk to the people in parables and stories that they could understand and use in everyday life. Many scholars and lay people ask the inevitable questions, who was Jesus really? What was he really about? Was he the Son of God or the Son of Man? I feel that the confusion lies in what is referred to as Christology. Most Christians believe that Jesus is simultaneously the Son of God and also God made flesh. Most other religions also venerate Jesus in varying degrees. Eastern religions like Hinduism and Buddhism recognize him as a prophet, and as stated earlier, Islam considers him to be one of God's most beloved and important prophets. Muslims do not accept the divinity of Christ or the crucifixion, saying either it didn't happen or that Jesus did not die on the cross. Francine says Jesus was a special entity who had a chart as a messenger to bring mankind to a true picture of our divinity as an all-loving God. She doesn't discredit Buddha or Muhammad, but just states he was a direct report or creation from God. She has always stated that we are all sons and daughters of God, but Jesus was created for a special purpose.